This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 652. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. In the chat, our pal in St. Galvatron is complimenting this year's Christmas album that I wrote and sang and produced. Thank you, Greg. You're the man. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, he is such a nice guy. We have Matt, a.k.a. Melvar.
Hey, how's your throat this week, Brian? Are you better after, you know, recording has subsided on your album?
No, it still hurts. I'm actually choked up. A little worried about that. We also have Rob.
Hi.
Don.
Hello.
Okay, so thankfully I got it on tape. That's not really tape, but Don had some issues getting in this week, but he figured it out after I told him to reboot. So here we are, face to face. A couple of silver spoons. Open to find. We're two of a kind. Okay, Don, and we have Diecast.
Hey, everybody.
No Chris this week, and maybe John, maybe not.
Chris is on assignment.
Chris is in bed asleep, I think, on assignment.
His assignment is to inspect the inside of his eyelids.
Yeah, that's true. God, I would love to be asleep right now, too, to be honest with you. Yeah. And no Jason. I was hoping Jason would make it this week, but alas, no. Okay.
Well, Him and our quest.
Wow, that Don. I don't know if anybody else heard that.
Very garbled.
I did.
That was so garbled. Like, if Don's computer isn't out to get him, his internet's out to get him, too. So maybe the internet's in cahoots with Skype.
I think it's a conspiracy theory. They're working together against me.
I think it's conspiracy from season one of Star Trek Next Generation.
God, I wish that had gone somewhere. You know, it's like.
Yeah. Well, we had to get a Star Trek TNG reference in. We already had one in the post show or pre show, but we'll have one in post show too, I'm certain. Okay, let's get things started this week. Just a couple things to recount. Again, my Christmas album, BrianKilby.com/Xmas2019. Totally check it out. It's free. I don't charge a thing for it. Not a thing, but I could. Nobody would listen, but I could charge for it. Diecast is wanting to say something, but he's at a loss for words. Who wouldn't be?
The cost is your soul.
No, it's not that. No. Yeah.
The cost is the soul of one chicken, boo.
What's the matter with you? We also, real quick, so today is the 11th, so we're 2 weeks out from Christmas. We are going to broadcast that week, the day after Christmas. It'll be our Boxing Day special, the 26th. And the following week, which will be our New Year show. It's our big year-in-review episode. We are not going to stream that live. We will release the episode at our normal stream time, which is 8 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday.
Those of us who bother showing up for recording anyway.
Yeah. And it will be... we're also going to unveil our Patreon on that episode, so I'm looking forward to it. Pretty excited about it. So it's all but done. We're going to have a lot of interesting, fun additional content, including a podcast version of our pre and post show. And I almost feel like I have to do that for this week's episode.
No, no.
Yeah, I think I do. I really do. Just Don's blow up, especially there at the end, was great. So yeah, we'll do that.
It would have been better with audio, though.
It would have been better with audio. But yeah, we have that. And also, so hey, just also real quick, mentioning this for, Yoshi and Company, but anytime anybody has like a project that they want to, I always viewed like RFC as like a community service. So we've always, going back 20 years, I've always loved like plugging things and mentioning things, but I don't mention that enough. So if there's something you want us to plug or promote, like a convention or something, I don't run ads. We don't charge. Now, I may not run it. If you ask me to plug like, hey, updated my website. I put up a review of, you know, Blot. Yeah, you know, I don't know how interesting that is. But if you're doing something cool and you have a major update or you're launching something new, we'll be glad to mention it. So contact at tfradio.net or tweet at us at tfradio. But there's a big update this month for Transformers Reanimated, which is based on the original cartoon series. It bridges the gap between the end of season two and the 1986 movie. It's the Christmas issue. It's at TransformersReanimated.com, and it came out last week. It's a double-sized G1 Christmas issue. Pretty cool. So check that out. TransformersReanimated.com. But yeah, if you have something you want us to plug, let us know. If I can, I will. Now, if you like, you're starting your own Transformers podcast, and it's the I Hate Radio Free Cybertron podcast, probably not going to plug that. But or your, you know, conspiracy theory YouTube video on why Rumble really is blue and Frenzy is red, you finally solved it. Probably not going to plug that. Or that your video about how Unicron could defeat the Death Star and Goku. Probably not going to plug that.
Oh, any Unicron things you have to plug.
No.
That's a requirement.
No, but yeah, but if you're doing something cool, let us know.
Unicron's always cool.
Unicron is always cool. Scorponok is always cool. Fortress Maximus is always cool.
Oh, you know what they should do? We should get a TCG Unicron card with our...
like the size of a sheet. You could sleep under it.
No, Unicron should be like a tabletop.
That'd be great.
I still like the TCG Unicron card as an exclusive with our HasLab Unicron. Because I just got the two... I just got my protective sheets for my big cards. And maybe they could do like an 8.5 by 11.
What size card. Are
those? You need to go even bigger.
These are the.
I'm saying you just need a rollout mat that is Unicron to cover the entire table.
4x8. Yeah, the Unicron should not be a card. Unicron should be a playmat that actually gives special effects to the game.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Great idea.
That's what I was going to say, Rob. It's like a field spell card from Yu-Gi-Oh. Like, you know, playing on it gives certain bonuses and certain negatives. It's like say you're fighting inside Unicron's head for more of the anti-protons.
Can you build the Technobots?
One episode.
So I was hoping that those would be 5x7 because I know some of those cards aren't. 5x7 is like the size of four standard cards, and it's also the size of like the jumbo Garbage Pail Kids cards, Series 1 cards. They make 5x7 card holders, but none of my TCG stuff, I don't think, maybe some of them will fit in them, but the larger ones won't, so.
Ooh, Matt, you just gave me an idea. The Technobots are the new Exodia.
I don't even know what Exodia is.
I don't get that reference.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Rob gets it. Yeah, it's like, you know, in early Yu-Gi-Oh! You had five parts of Exodia. If you had all five, you instantly won the game. It may not be like an instant win, but if you get all five Technobots, you get Computron and you get like a significant bonus in your battle strategy or whatever the case may be. So, you know, because the whole playmat field spell kind of thing.
Okay, cool. Let's actually talk about more Transformers stuff real quick. I mean, that started Transformers, but you know, so you may notice, hopefully you paid that much attention, but like I sound a little different this week. I'm doing a headset because I'm going to have a lot of moving around to do because I got a couple things I want to show off that are pretty huge. But I'm going to go last. Yes, Matt wants to go first. But first, we have to see if Massey is going to attack Don.
Massey is being a good boy. No, don't chew the wires.
Don't chew the wires. I have no idea why my system's not working this week.
I love that the first word out of your mouth after saying Massey is being a good boy is no.
Don, that's like a $200 plus headset. Please don't let Massey destroy it.
Oh, come here, boy. Come here. See?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to get a Massey attack this week.
See, they're all here for you. They could care less about me.
That microphone picks up Massey rubbing against it, FYI.
Sorry.
It's the interaction, Don. It is the combination of the two elements.
Yeah. Please don't let Massey destroy that. I don't want to have to see another.
Well, no, he doesn't get my attention because he knows he's not supposed to, and I'm not.
He's a
cat. He doesn't want a lot of attention, but he doesn't want my attention elsewhere.
Okay. Very cool.
House cat.
So, Matt, you want to go first on what we got this week?
So I got several things. I got some Transformer stuff. I also got some Marvel Legends and Power Rangers Lightning Collection stuff that I'll run through really quick. I got the Lightning Collection Red Ranger, Jason.
No.
The Blue Ranger, Ravi from Beast Morphers. Or Beast Morphers, rather. Sorry. And Ivan, Gold Ranger from Dino Charge. All very, very nice. Good, pretty good head sculpts, civilian head sculpts on all of them too, especially the Beast Morphers. Brian, you will appreciate this. I got the Marvel Legends wise. I got the Peter David X Factor Havoc and Polaris.
Those are beautiful.
Yes, I'm incredibly happy with these. I can't wait for the Strong Guy build a figure to hit.
Guido.
Yes. Now, moving on to Transformers, I got the X-Transbots Deathwish G2 version.
Oh yeah, I was thinking third party, but you've been buying those.
Yeah. The very limited third party I get. I am all in on these. The G1 and G2 sets. These Stunicons are really, really nice.
Hey, Don, maybe you should mute.
Yeah.
Okay. I was coming through.
Got a couple things that, you know, everybody else had last week. I'm a little behind the times, but I got Spinister.
Isn't it pretty?
Oh, nice.
I absolutely love Spinister. He does some really neat tricks with his transformation, like the way his chest pulls all the way through on transformation. Just like I am supremely happy. I did not expect to like this toy as much as I did. Colors are fabulous. And I got Crosshairs, who I was waiting on very, very impatiently. And I went ahead and gave him his Target Master from the Takara set.
Yes.
So he is complete. The knees are a little bit looser than I would like on mine.
Oh yeah. Mine's not like that.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's just a me thing, but the colors on this mold just absolutely make him look like a completely different character. Like I don't see Ironhide or Ratchet when I look at this.
Me neither, at all.
And lastly, I got Star Convoy, and I was really surprised when you open it up. And look at the box. It looks like Optimus Prime. It does not look like Star Convoy at all. It is just absolutely Optimus Prime sitting in the box. There is a good bit of remolding on this, though. His legs in super robot mode here, from the knees down to his ankles, are completely remolded, and they look good. But I do feel that since they were remolding that anyway, the tires are attached to that. I wish they would have put treads on the trailer just to give it that little more of a Star Convoy feel, so it would be a little bit more unique in truck mode. His torso section there is also remolded. You can see the Optimus Prime component is really nice. It is vastly different from the Orion packs. He looks very much like an updated Action Master Optimus Prime. And he does have the yellow eyes, if that's a big selling point for anybody.
Kind of is.
Yeah. Now, some of the the remolded parts feel much better than the remolded parts on the Big Powered set. Like, the Big Powered set felt like they were trying to squeeze way too much into a very limited budget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Star Convoy, I guess, you know, he didn't have to split his budget up over three different toys, so that helped. But he does have his chest piece here. His gold chrome chest piece is very, very thin.
It is very thin.
And this has to sit absolutely perfectly to plug in right. And if you're not careful, it will break.
Yes.
Brian, how do you feel about Star Convoy?
So Hasbro Pulse is sending an email to their international department to see if they can get me a replacement golden cross chest piece, because mine broke. It wasn't even like, I mean, there's no give to this. None. It just snapped right off.
Apparently, some of the early ones were misassembled, and the piece that gold piece attaches to is on backwards or upside down, but if you fix that, it'll actually tab in the way it's supposed to.
I'll have to try that, because while mine does stay and is still in one piece, it does pop out very, very easily.
Yeah. I wish mine popped out easily.
So I think that may be something to look into. Look, I mean, I didn't pay that much attention because I didn't get that toy. But it's something to look for if you do have that toy before you pull a Kilby.
Yeah, the original So hopefully they'll be able to send me a replacement piece. I don't want a refund. If my option is a refund or nothing, I'm going to keep it as it is. What I'll probably do, because the original toy, if I remember right, I don't have mine handy yet. I'm pretty sure that chest piece is just yellow that matches the rest of the yellow. So what I would do is just glue this back together, sand down the paint as best I can on the front so that the glue on the front so that it looks pretty flush, and then paint it yellow. And then hope that somebody does a repro piece or like a third-party piece or something. I'll live with it.
He does have a really nice head sculpt in that super mode, too. Yeah. I like it. Like it a lot.
Yeah, so I'll... I mean, it doesn't look bad, so bad without it, but it doesn't look like Star Convoy so much. So, hey, Matt, looking at yours, it looks like you had no problem, or at least you were able to connect the gray panel to the gauntlet or to his arm.
Yeah.
I was so scared. I didn't even bother trying because it was going to take some force to do that.
Well, I remembered the Optimus Prime version of this having the same problem, so I wasn't actually concerned with that. The only thing that gave me pause was that chest piece, because I saw how thin it was before I ever touched it. Mm. And it comes like threaded through his chest back up into the trailer, so you really have to kind of feed it through before you can put Optimus Prime in.
Yeah.
And that's a little harrowing because it's very thin. You don't want to scratch the chrome.
Yeah, that's how I did it. Trying to get it through. Yeah. I should have been closer to the top than the bottom when I did it. Yeah. I love Star Convoy so much. I wanted this to not break. But
I've got Star Convoy, but I've not had a chance to really look at them over the last few days. Is it at the point where a third party can make a replacement to either replace?
That's what I said. I hope happens.
I didn't hear that.
I don't know that's going to happen, but it would be awesome if like Dr. Wu or somebody did that.
I mean, does it have the connectors that you could pop it
right
off?
You can pop it right out.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it literally is just held in with these little pegs in friction. It comes out easily. So, like I said, I'll paint it yellow. I was going to try to do gold, but it wouldn't match, and it'll just be easier to do yellow.
Yeah, gold chrome is, like, impossible.
Yeah. I wonder if I should sand it down first. I'm not even going to try, because I'll probably break it again. I'll just paint it yellow. But, yeah.
You could probably find something to strip it with that would not eat the plastic.
Yeah. I don't know. God, it is so thin. Camera probably doesn't get it across, but, like...
Kind of does, yeah.
It's just so tiny.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I am kind of in love with the Optimus Prime portion of it, too, because it is very much just very reminiscent of Action Master Optimus Prime. It's just, you know, an actual fun toy, though.
Sean was like, just use real gold to make a new one.
Yeah, funny. Gold foil. I mean, there you go.
Not impossible.
Yeah, I could learn to smelt gold, I guess.
That's a fairly low melting point, as I recall. It does, so. Yeah.
Yes.
It does. It's like, what, 400 degrees or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that hard. Anything else, Matt?
No, I just wanted to beat you to Star Convoy so I could, you know.
No, I'm glad you did.
Make the joke about you breaking it.
Yeah, I'm glad. And I, guys, I'm not going to lie. I got, you know, I'm 40 years old. I'm not going to cry over a toy. But if I was going to cry over a toy,
you were pretty mad. You were pretty mad when I commented on it the other day.
Not funny.
And I do not blame you.
I was not happy at that point. I was not angry with you. I was just like, it wasn't like I was angry. I was hurt. It's like, I literally felt like, I don't know. It was just like, it was bad.
This toy has betrayed me.
But yeah. Robbie, did you get anything?
A couple little things. Thanks to Barricade 64, I have What We Left Behind, the Deep Space Nine documentary. Ooh. I have not gotten a chance to watch that yet, but I am really grateful for it. Everyone I know who's seen it has absolutely loved it.
I watched part of it with Triplett, and I loved what I saw.
Yeah. R.I.P. Rene Auberjonois.
Yeah.
Father Mulcahy from M.A.S.H.
Yeah, I may have to put off watching that a little bit because that's just a little bit too recent. I mean, that was one, after Carol Spinney earlier in the day, I actually genuinely shouted no when I read that on Twitter. That was...
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's such a shame.
He just retired. Yeah.
I remember falling in love with the character of Clayton from Benson. And the rapport he had with Robert Guillaume as Benson, that was a great comedy. They just worked so well together. And him as Odo was just this.
Yeah.
I can't, I guess I can't imagine anyone else as Odo now. If they went back and did it again, I can't imagine who could play the role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is a completely irreplaceable.
Yeah. What else you get, Rob?
Also got Essential X-Men Volume 8, just because I started picking those up on the cheap again when I can.
Those are the black and white editions.
Yeah. The one size of phone books. And I got that for like maybe $8-$9 off of eBay. And cool. I'm enjoying it pretty well. It's a bunch of stuff I have not actually read before.
Oh, so. And Nightwing Numb is reminding us about DC Fontana as well. Gosh, it's been about a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Don, do you get anything? He's nodding his head in agreement that he did.
Yeah, I had to get to the other screen on mute. Yeah, the last 2 weeks I've not been on just for some personal stuff going on. And this time of year, and y'all know I work retail, it's been kind of just slightly busy, right, lately and everything.
Sam's but Club I is think, dead tonight.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that low. Everybody's either spent all their money early to get what they can, and then you got the last minute rush coming up. So I think it's kind of that what's going to happen there. Got a couple of off topic. I've always liked Spider-Man. I'm not a huge fan, but I call it the big time suit. I'm not sure if this is actually the big time suit, but
yes, that's the big time suit.
It is. It's the only one that's been green and black. I love this suit, so I picked it up at GameStop. Picked up War Machine because Walmart had marked him down to like $17.
$16.86, I think.
Well, not bad. So I picked up that War Machine. It's nice. I think I would rather. I'm thinking about taking it back and just putting that money towards that Reveltech one that's coming out. I think early next year.
It's hashtag not Nonomics.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
I want a new comic War Machine. A good one.
Do you factor in your time at all to Dononomics? Okay.
Well, it.
He doesn't. This it's
is
clear.
This is a small town. So it doesn't take me long to get from one place to the other. So I'm really not doing that. And then, of course, I picked up the thing I've been waiting for a very long time, my last off-topic thing. But I got, you all knew it was coming, the best Voltron, the best-looking Voltron.
I would actually consider Voltron fairly on-topic.
Yeah.
Much more so than Spider-Man Big Time.
Yeah. But Vehicle Voltron, I've been looking forward to that for a very long time. I just need Tryon 3, and my Solo Shogokin dream list will be completed. On topic, I did get Star Convoy. Haven't had a chance to tear him to him yet, just because time and everything. Picked up a second Ratchet to get the white hands for Crosshairs, if I can ever find one. Or I'll just have to wait for Amazon to send me my order whenever they get them in stock.
I found another at Walmart last night. I didn't buy it, but
yeah,
I'm trying to remember which Walmart I was at, but I saw it.
Well, now, the Walmart you saw it at, did they get that shipper display too?
No, it was Target. Sorry. I found it at Target.
At Target, okay, all right, because I've not seen anything at my Target except empty peg hooks. So I got the second Ratchet for the white hands for Crosshairs, if I can swap them out when I find one. Picked up, don't know why I got this, but yeah, I got it anyway. I picked up Sound Blaster because my local Walmart was about out of the entire shipper, and I thought, well, if I want to get one, I better get one now because they may not be hanging around much after Christmas. So I got Sound Blaster, and then I found Rumble and Ratbat.
Ooh, where'd you find them?
I found that at Walmart, obviously, and I found this at Target. The Target I was at was
well stocked.
My local Target has nothing. I found this at the Target near my girlfriend's.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, so I picked that up. Did not get Direct Hitting and Power Punch because it's like the MicroMasters really have not done anything for me at all. So, you know, there's that. On topic, continuing that, I got the New Age Smokescreen. I saw a good price on him, and Smokescreen is my favorite of the Dotson brothers.
What's
so
good
I
price, Don?
Yeah, I got it for $25.
That's good price.
Yep, because I've got their Cosmos, and I like their little Cosmos, and I wanted the Smokescreen.
I like every single one of their figures that I've picked up so far.
Yep.
Especially the Jazz.
Yep. And the last thing I got on topic is I mentioned this to Diecast back when I was on a couple weeks ago. One of the eBay guys I had what keep a watch on had a really good price on Challenger, and I got it for like $87 shipped.
He's great. You'll love him.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah. I've heard nothing but good things about this. But this is probably my last movie prime because I have so many movie primes right now, and I really don't need any more. Yeah. So I got him. Now, if they do that in like the Night Watch colors, maybe, because that 07 Night Watch Optimus is so pretty. I would like to have that deck on a lot of other primes because it just works so well. Other than that, and
Don, aren't these the Night Watch colors or no?
That's more kind of, but it's more of a to me. It's more closer to Nemesis than the. It's kind of there, but kind of not for me anyway. It's not quite.
Okay.
I mean, it's nice. It's just not quite what I would want. It's not what would make me want to buy it again. And I did get a new car to GoBot. Unfortunately, UPS delivered it to my landlord and didn't leave me a note until I found out today. Oh, that's where they left it. So I'll have that show off awesome. Next week.
Okay, cool. Diecast, what'd yes. you get? Wait, Massey's going to attack.
No, he just wants a 10.
I got a big disappointment.
The blue. Was that? Oh, never mind. Yeah.
Trax? Or
Mirage.
Mirage. I got whatever this guy is called.
Power Dasher number 3.
Power Dasher
number Aragon.
3. Yeah, because some reason I felt compelled to have this one.
Well, I mean, the Power Dasher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Power Dashers from the Weaponizer molds are really kind of brilliant, and I don't see any other way we would get Power Dasher homages otherwise.
Yeah.
And then I got Impactor.
I don't want to call him Spartan now. I hate myself for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That looks like a Spartan.
I mean, that's the name of the third party.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mastermind Creations. Yeah.
The other thing I got, I had them in my hand.
Diecast is moving around. That's why I'm doing a headset this week.
I got Crosshairs.
Nice. Beautiful.
And I got Spinister.
You opened Spinister first.
Yeah. I'm calling it now. At least for me, this is the deluxe figure of the year.
Thank you for mentioning that. We're going to do RFC awards this year, like official ones. We should actually, I should send out a ballot to listeners so they can vote and we can compare our results to theirs.
Not a bad idea.
I need to get on that. I need to do that here like the next couple days.
But yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. I'm going to start with the stupid stuff that I got first. Do you remember, what was it, the AllSpark Active? What are they called? The darn toys that...
AllSpark Power, was it?
Yeah, I got the starter kit, which is Squeaks, where you put the AllSpark in him, you charge it in USB.
Yeah.
That's loud.
Yeah, I know. It was, I forgot what I paid. It was like next to nothing. It was at Bargain Hunt. And I'm like, I don't have that. I can get it. Yeah. So I will never own another one. To like put the cube into, because I think they share a cube, which sounds nasty now that I think of it. But
not very hygienic.
No, it's not very hygienic. But the AllSpark cube lights up in blue and red. These came out like what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. After finding that 11-year-old G.I. Joe figure, finding a 3-year-old Transformer isn't that impressive, but I got that. I got Star Convoy, obviously. I mentioned that. He's broken, like my heart.
I was going to say, you mean you broke Star Convoy.
Yeah, yeah, I admitted it.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Bargain Hunt real quick, did you see what Chris found at one today?
There's Ninja Turtles?
And Super Genrai.
Really?
Yeah, he found Legend Super Genrai there. It was $57.
Oh, I need to retweet that then.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, bunch of other stuff, too. There. Obviously. I wish we had one of those around here.
I have three in either direction. They're all about an hour away. But there are days. That's Kim's favorite store. So sometimes we will go to the Charlotte one and then drive around and hit all three.
Oh, nice.
Which is an afternoon, but we'll do it. I found a baseball card store near one of them. So it's a nice diversion for me. A few months ago, I'd mentioned that I got that Tyco... slot car set that supposedly thought was complete till I got a chance to dig through it and found out there are no cars. And I've been basically, had a save search on eBay to get, the two cars. There's a blue and a red, both Mustangs. They normally go carded like $50 to $80. I don't want to spend that. That's sealed. loose, they go for about 20 to 30. And I'm wanting to spend closer to 20 on them for what they are. But this one actually came mint. It's in great shape with the card. But the card is, the bubble is lifted off the bottom. I got the red one. I need the blue one now. Haven't had a chance to try it out on this on the racetrack, but it's such an ugly, ugly little toy. It transforms. I want to call it, say, like Parasite. Was that Matchbox that who made those? The Parasites.
Parasites. I'm not familiar with those.
Yeah, I think it was Matchbox.
But the difference is they're like would split in two. This literally just stands sticks up.
Ah, kind of reminds me of Powertron.
Yeah, such an ugly little robot, but it does transform, and it's a slot car. And I've never owned a slot car before, so I didn't understand really how it works. But now that I see the bottom of it, it has a little pin that sticks down that obviously goes into the slot, makes a circuit. That's how it works. So, got that. Oh, so I really like miscellaneous, weird, random stuff, not just toys. What do they call it? Memorabilia. Some people call them oddities. There are different names for it. But I discovered one last week that I had no idea existed. No idea. And found an eBay auction for it. And, oops, squeaks fell. I found an eBay auction for it, and it went for like $80. And it was beat to heck and everything, and I didn't really know what to do. But it already sold. I wanted it. But then I did a little more searching, and I found one that was in really great shape. And it was like, actually, it cost less. And I picked it up. It is from 1984, so it's 35 years old, Transformers pinball game.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, this has the box. It's complete. In fact, the box is open, but the baggie inside that has the pinballs and the feet to the table are sealed. So, actually going to open it up. Again, this is why I'm wearing the headset this week. Because I want to show this off. I was gonna just show photos of it. I'm like, I want to show it off because this thing is awesome. So the box top, it's pretty generic. So the box slides off because this was basically just repackaged as other things. Then it's sort of a generic cardboard box on the inside. And on the inside, gosh, this makes a lot of noise. And I'll probably break it, just like Star Convoy. So here's the bag and the balls. Letter MISB. As Rodimus Supreme says, Brian keeps the balls. MISB. But the table itself, there's a few cracks in it, but, I mean, they're minor. It opens up, and there's the, that's the art, what? Is that from the lunchbox? What else is that art featured on? Don, you recognize off the top of your head? I don't think that's from the box art, is it?
They also use that on the carrying cases.
The small
carrying cases before the big carrying case that opened up vertically like this instead of the flat top that used the trash can art.
Yeah,
like the poster, but that is on the top of the smaller carrying cases. That's about yay big and about that thick.
Yeah. So this is one of the times when if you're a podcast listener, I would check out the video, which you can get on your Roku or your Fire TV or on YouTube or Facebook. We make it easy for everybody. So I love this thing. It was shipped as like less than $80, and it's worth it. I love it. And God, it's probably going to fall and shatter here, but I can at least say I owned it for a brief period. I am really going to worry about that back there. God, I am so going to worry. I will cry if that falls. Two more things. One, I'm glad Sean is here in the chat because I got my Dawn of the Day Christmas card featuring the Dawn of the Day characters in a beautiful Christmas scene. And it looks like I am Sam the Snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as played by Burl Ives. So Dawn, of course, is Santa Claus.
Because I'm just so jolly.
You're the star of Dawn of the Day. Hope you have holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a bowl of coffee.
God, I just want it over. That's all I want for Christmas is for it to be over.
Okay. And last thing, this is going to take a couple minutes. Hopefully I will not lose my voice. So thank you, Hasbro. Gotta say.
I was also saying I was muted, but I was saying thank you to Sean also. because I got one. I posted it on Twitter.
Sweet.
I'm actually going to frame it and put it away with my Christmas decorations and then bring it out every year.
It's getting framed. Yeah. So, thank you, Hasbro. Oh, I was expecting this. I was a little freaked out, though, because Ben Yee got his Friday. And mine, the shipping weight on it said half a pound. And I thought, crap, I'm just getting a photo of this. They're trolling me. But they're not. So, again, thank you, Hasbro. They sent us, or sent me, I guess, technically, Wave 3 of BotBots in a beautiful BotBots box.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's it say? Gold Rush?
The Gold Rush games. Which, the gold version, they're like the ultra rares of that set. That's actually, the Gold Rush games, though, I think is 4, Series 4, which I'll be getting here in a few weeks. There's a preview in this, though. But it includes a retail box of the individual packs, and then all of the 5 packs and, what, the 8 packs. I figured, real quick, at the very least, let me read the material, though, because I want to get this across. What I love about these... Go ahead.
Is there a basketball in that
there's
series?
Not. No. There's not. But what I love about this is they go out of their way to make this into, like, a real adventure in a box. So this is first series 3 BotBots part 1 past and present. While exploring this box, you will be visited by 3 ghosts, the ghosts of BotBots past, present, and future. They all have something important to show you. The ghost of BotBots past would like to take you back to series 1 and series 2 and is here to let everyone know that not all these tribes stick around forever. Say goodbye to the backpack bunch, the Shedheads, and the Techie Team, which I guess means that they're no longer going to be available. The ghost of BotBots present would like to show you what Series 3 tribes are available now. These tribes are right here, present in this box. The Goo Goo Groupies, a bundle of adorably baby-crazed and sometimes cranky bots from the baby store. Season's Greeters, a seasonal mashup of bots known to spread cheer for any occasion. The Playroom Posse, the classic crew of beloved bots from the Playroom Toy Box, and the Fresh Squeezes, a squad of the freshest and healthiest bots straight from the juice bar. And it has the little thing here. To discover what the Ghost of BotBots future has in store for you, you must seek the envelope, and there were envelopes marked Part 2, the future. So, yeah, Series 4, and they show the Gold Rush games, BotBots. They're the Winner's Circle. Again, they're like the ultra rares. We'll show these off later, but there's also the Magic Tricksters, the Movie Moguls, which I love that name, and the Science Alliance. This box also included a poster that's a checklist of Series 3 and also a checklist of Series 4. Now, Series 4 is showing up at Target. I was able to find some Series 4 this week, so I'll talk about those next week.
Wow.
Yeah. That comes with a poster. Real quick, I just wanted to, again, thank you, Hasbro, because BotBots are my favorite thing. I love BotBots. They are life. They are the giver of life. I do want to open up just a couple here to see what we have. We'll open up 2 of the blind packs to see who we get. Pa, pa, pa. 2 blind packs. I love opening these things. It's so cathartic. And Matt is so enthralled. We got... Oh, I broke it. No, I didn't. I'm kidding. I don't even know what this is. It's like a cyber bat. Which one is this? Let me open up the pack. This is the Swag Stylers from, I guess that's his crew. It is Makeover and Over. It's a common. Is it like a hair thing? I don't get it.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. This is when I have to look the instructions at. We're on. So the head comes up. There's the face. I don't have fingernails. That's the one thing with BotBots. Sometimes it's hard to get the arms and stuff out if you don't have fingernails. It's a fancy turkey leg, William in the chat says. Is it like, I'm assuming this is sort of, I don't have hair. If you're watching video, you can tell that I'm completely shaved bald. So here is Makeover and Over. Okay.
Like a hair curler, maybe? Or?
That's probably the word I was looking for. We'll open one more. Oh, yeah. I opened a bunch yesterday. Ooh. This one is a blush brush, Sean says. I have no idea what that is, but I guess that's what you would apply blush with.
Yeah, a little makeup brush, maybe. That's possible.
Yeah. This is from the Goo Goo Groupies. It is Nampy. So Nampy is like a baby bed.
Hmm.
I like this one. Of course, I just bought one and assembled. Actually, no, I lie. I'm lying. Kim assembled it. Oh, wow. This one's awesome. It transforms into like a dinosaur.
Oh, nice.
Like a pterodactyl, alligator, robot, baby bed. So it can like eat the baby. Not that it would eat the baby. It's pretty awesome. But again, thank you, Hasbro. I love BotBots. I'll show some of these off on the Twitters as I go through them. We got that. So that's all I have this week as far as that goes. I just remembered I meant to do this earlier. We do have to give away a toy. So Crosshairs on the Facebooks, we're giving that away. We had a contest. All you had to do was, one, make sure you like the page. Two, just share a post that told you how and what you were winning. And the winner is Richard Mitchell. Congrats, Richard. I will reach out to you and let you know. Okay. Now that we're through the BotBots and the pinballs and all that stuff, and Matt disappeared, let's get to what we got this week. Or, no, we just did that. Let's get to the news. Unless we want to do what we got this week over again. No. Okay. So, Neja Transformers hits Facebook, and it looks very Cyberverse-like. So, Rob, you posted this article. Do you have any insights on it? It does look very much like Cyberverse.
Yeah, it's definitely using the Cyberverse character models for all the, you know, existing Transformers characters that show up in the show, which, of course, explains why we got the images of those Creo kits of Cyberverse characters with that were branded Neja Transformers a couple of weeks ago. But other than that, I don't know too much. We don't know too much more yet. It's going to be a 52-episode series. It may end up, they may end up trying to make it available outside of China in some way or other, but this trailer is the most we've seen of it so far, and in terms of telling us anything about the plot or content of the show, it looks neat. That's about all we got.
I really hope that the toys, what they are, made available, like through Hasbro Pulse.
Yeah.
Actually, we have at least one figure that's popped up.
Yeah, this popped up on, I forget which of the Chinese sites earlier in the Weibo. Okay, thank you. Thank you, me, for writing that in the headline like days ago.
It's but, like a yeah, brain master is, almost.
It kind of is, yeah. It is a set of both the Neja character as a human and as a transformer, and you can actually open up the chest and put the human figure in there. So.
Yeah, like if I could get one figure, I'd like to try and get that one. That looks really neat.
It does.
Yeah, it does. I'd like to get that myself.
I'm guessing this is deluxe-ish or maybe Voyager-ish.
I'd say so, yeah. Just judging by, assuming those are 5mm hands, that sounds about right, yeah.
Okay.
And that would make the Neja figure about Titan Master scale, it looks like. So yeah.
Detailed. Way more detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want this.
Yeah, I do too.
We'll see if that happens.
I hope so.
We have photos. I don't want to get through the news because really not super enthralled with Studio Series, as I've made myself very clear.
Kind of like the look of the Bumble Jeep, though.
I guess I do. I'm more interested in the Roadbuster. Not because I necessarily love Roadbuster, but I really want that. Was it Treadbolt? Which one was it again?
Mm-hmm.
Whichever one we didn't get, the Target car.
Oh, yeah.
Shatter looks really nice, too. All three of these figures look nice. I'm just... That Bumblebee World War II Studio Series vehicle, the tank, really kind of put me off on these, and now I'm, like, hesitant. Like, that was such a...
I think it was Leadfoot, by the way.
Frustrating okay. figure.
Hmm.
These look great.
They do. The Bumblebee looks good. It'll be interesting to see how that carries over, but I like the look of it in both robot mode and vehicle mode. The thing I guess is most interesting to me is that Roadbuster. It has all the badging. So it's licensed by Chevrolet and I'm assuming NASCAR, if not Mountain Dew. I don't see any Mountain Dew. Does it have Mountain Dew on it?
I don't see... Well, I see Impala. Yeah, and I think I see Mountain Dew on the roof.
Yeah, so I mean that it's a Mountain Dew, Chevrolet, and Hendrick Motorsports, and NASCAR. So this thing's probably tiny if they're selling it for $20.
Yeah, the thing
I don't
is,
know. I could be mistaken. It looks like Mountain Dew on the roof, but I'm not 100% positive. I mean,
if it's close to it and it's obviously supposed to be the Dale Earnhardt Jr. car, it probably does have it because somebody will have their hand out wanting licensing money anyway.
Didn't something that was based on a previous like Mountain Dew tie-in type thing have a Mountain Dew like logo on it?
Yeah,
you know, something that was similar but not matching.
Yeah, it was the they took the payload mold in Japan and redid it as like dispensers, the drink machine. That similar motif.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but with this also, you have all the other licensing stuff tied to it. I mean, fudging that, it's obvious what it's supposed to be.
I guess they probably had to go back and renegotiate because I'm sure the original movie licensing agreements probably
2011.
I doubt that could be, you know. But I'll be honest, Brian, I like the Bumblebee, but it looks like it should be somebody else. It looks like, because I like the way it looks, it just doesn't look like it fits Bumblebee. I want it to be somebody else rather than him before I get the mold.
Yeah, and Don, just real quick, to mention the licensing thing, I have some knowledge of licensing with NASCAR. And I know from my prior company, it was an annual renewal, so it probably is the same with Hasbro.
So they've just been renewing the same contract with minor modifications since then, you think?
Or no, they probably just have to do it every year if they do it.
Okay.
So, and I'm certain it's not the same agreement that they had before. So what about Shattered? Does anybody care?
I think it looks good.
I think it looks great in vehicle mode.
I think it looks great in robot mode, too, for a dog-sized figure. That one, I'm really interested to get in hand. I mean, I pre-ordered it. That's how I'm interested. I'm in it.
You know, I've bought very few Studio Series figures. I could see myself buying all three of these. I would definitely buy two of them. Yeah, but that's
if something. I'm not too interested in them in the Studio Series, I kind of wait to see if either people really like them or I can get them on Amazon for a cheaper price. But if I'm interested in them, I'll pre-order them right away.
Don, did you see the next item in the news?
I didn't get a chance to read all the news, Brian, because because of the computer issues.
Okay, Don, this one's for you. You're the only reason I have this in the show. Banana Force LTD MPL-02 Great Armor Reveal Unofficial Ultra Magnus / Godfire Convoy. How does this make you feel?
Well, I know Ben's Collectibles has a review up of a early sample. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I like it, but that's a lot of money for an action master, which is what, I mean, it looks good.
Oh, yeah, don't transform. I forgot that.
Yeah
they don't transform.
It does, but I'm still saying it'll still be, I think, a visually impressive piece.
How large is it?
I don't even remember the size right now. You're looking at low end Solo Chogokin money for this thing, because the cheapest price I've seen, and I posted it in our personal chat, the cheapest price I've seen for it is $203 online from one of the people, the same guy that I got my Challenger from. That's the best price I've seen online, and that's still a pre-order, but it's about $240 to $250 most places, regular retail that I've checked. So you're looking at low-end Solo Chogokin money at that point. So,
for the record, though, the listing does give the size of this as 10.6 inches. I'm just not sure whether that's the figure or the packaging.
Yeah, so I like it, Brian, but I'm not sure if I'm in on it. If I got either one, it would be just for the fire convoy, because the Magnus I've seen pre-orders for about the same price. So you're looking at about $400. For the complete Godfire convoy, and that's, I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if anybody knows out there. I'm kind of curious how this compares to the what is it, Flame Toys Kurokarakuri figures, because that kind of strikes me as kind of what they're going for, the, you know, high end non transforming figure. It seems like style wise, it might fit in with those fairly well too. So I think that might be what they're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know.
That's a lot of money.
My interest in this just plummeted.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I'm probably the biggest Fire Convoy fan out there. And I just, from a new company, until I see some feedback, some QC concerns, right now it's just is like, keep my eye on it, basically, for right now.
Yeah, I hate to be a jerk when it comes to this, but lately the company I've had the most QC issues with in the last year is Takara. So, I hate to say that. God, I hate saying it, but it's true. Okay. I had something else in the news, but I dumped it because nobody cares. I don't, so.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I do care about, though? TFRadio.net/Amazon. Tax season's coming up, and I could really use some help with that. For podcast taxes, you know, use Amazon.
I've been shopping through there extensively. I hope it helps.
Ooh, thank you. You guys already use Amazon. You buy toilet paper, toothpaste, bubble gum, don some Cadbury eggs. Just go to tfradio.net/Amazon, hit Control D to bookmark it, and just use that. It's easy. I don't know what I need to plug. Everybody uses Amazon. Everybody. The president of the United States uses Amazon. Actually, I was going to say the president of North Korea, but I doubt FedEx delivers there. They may. Everybody, with the exception of maybe North Korea, uses Amazon. It's true. You do too. Bookmark it. Help us out. Go ahead, Don.
Well, speaking of Amazon, Brian, I was just checking my pre-orders earlier, and it looks like Spinister and Crosshairs has been moved up.
Sweet. So, in other words, like January 6th or something.
Yeah, so now it's saying it'll be arriving the 17th to the 20th. So if anyone's been looking for them, check and see if they've got them. You'll be getting them a lot sooner than the initial offering.
Awesome.
And I was going to cancel my Spinister through Amazon, and then I went on there, and I saw it went down to like $16.99.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just get a second one for that. Yeah.
Well, I was going through Hasbro Pulse, and when they had that big sale going on, but it actually, Amazon had already dropped by that point, and it's like, you know, really no sense in trading Peter for Paul there. But I'm really looking forward to getting those two. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing how he looks with those white hands to give him the rebirth look.
Cool. Okay. Couple of items in what's on T-Formers. Rob, why don't you tell us about them?
Okay. First off, we've got a in-hand review of the Cyberverse Deluxe figures, the first half of the McAdam Build-A-Figure set, Megatron, Shockwave, Optimus Prime, and Bumblebee. And those look pretty good. I really would not mind getting these if I can get a hold of them.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah, want to get this. And also a video review of Earthrise Cliffjumper, which it kind of bugs me that apparently the back half of the vehicle mode becomes a shield. I hope you can leave it during transformation, because that just bothers me.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I don't want any removable parts. I want it to just be a whole thing. But other than that, it's a nice looking figure. It does appear to be legend sized, which is what I wanted. So I'm looking forward to getting that when it comes out.
It looks to me in those comparison pictures ever so slightly larger than Bumblebee and Tailgate, and it's just going to bother me.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's see here. You can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We are on Instagram, TF Podcast. Rob Springer just posted Transformer Squadron episode 16. It's the Christmas special. And I guess it's also the Ghostbusters Afterlife special too. I know Rob was very enamored with the new trailer. It popped up earlier this week. So listen to Rob talk about Transformers Christmas and Ghostbusters. TFRadio.net. It's under Transformer Squadron episode 16. He can be found at zonebase.org and at Robo Rob Springer. John's not here. He's at that John D everywhere. Chris not here. He is at ChrisRTXV on Twitter. And at playwithphotos.com, is that his URL? I think it is.
I think it's playwithphotography.com, and playwithphotos is what it's called on other...
Right. Playwithphotography.com. And you can follow his social media and access his Instagram, his Patreon from there as well.
Yeah.
His photography is great.
It is. Absolutely.
Let's see here. Who else isn't here? Jason. Jason doesn't have social media.
No, he avoids it like the plague these days.
He got rid of it. like Jason used to be the person I would bounce questions off of or ideas off of when it comes to like podcast stuff. But like, it's like I lost him. It's like he's gone. It's like email is not the same. I used to like send him sound files. Hey, Jason, what do you think about this? How does this sound? What do you like? Does this work? Hey, what? No, but no, it's like Jason doesn't exist anymore. I miss him.
Well, one day, maybe he'll come back to us.
Yeah. Maybe we'll come back to Twitter. I don't care about Facebook. Facebook sucks, but maybe we'll come back to Twitter.
Twitter sucks, but it's easier for people to tailor how it sucks to their specific desires.
Yes. Twitter is much more, I would say, configurable because you have a little more control over what you see.
Yeah.
But let's see here. I am on Twitter at BKilby, on Instagram at Brian Kilby, and I'm at BrianKilby.com. Pretty close to daily, I'm trying to post new updates of the Happy Daily podcast, which can be heard on your Amazon Alexa as a skill. So you get my beautiful, wonderful Christmas music. It'll melt your heart. You know, I have to say my favorite one that I think from my album this year, Apples Christmas and Apples Chickens and Christmas. The whole thing again, it's from my other podcast where it's in character. Like I never left my hometown and never like learned anything. It's kind of really cynical about small town, rural Southern America, to be honest, but you know, it is what it is. But my favorite one is the one that I sing with my 3-year-old. Last year when she was 2, we tried to do Jingle Bells, and this year we revisited Jingle Bells. I'm thinking probably every year going forward, I'm going to try to sing Jingle Bells with her. And by the time she's like 20, she's probably going to have a beautiful voice, and then she'll be super famous, hopefully, as a singer. And then like just her presence on the album will drive traffic to it, I'm hoping. Hopefully. But that was my favorite track, I think, off of this album. But yeah, that you can get that at BrianKilby.com. All my Christmas, this is so weird, all my Christmas albums and podcasts and stuff are there. Rob, how do people get a hold of you?
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Rob Flails. Rob Flails is the official Twitter for Flailthroughs, my YouTube channel. I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2, which is the free-to-play Gundam game on PlayStation 4. We have just started to get into Zeta Gundam-era mobile suits in the game, which means absolutely nothing to any of you here, but trust me, it is very exciting, and I am really happy about it. There's some really fun stuff in there, and it's basically later in the timeline, so the mobile suits are getting faster, more capable, and it's going to be a lot of fun going forward. So you can check that out there. If you want to request specific mobile suits and or color schemes, weapon combinations, what have you, patreon.com/flailthroughs. You can throw me a couple of bucks a month and I will play around with your desired configuration. And to see what XV and I do for T-Formers video wise, you can go to YouTube at T-Formers TV. And I just realized forgot the Amazon wish list. I may as well plug that one last time. tfradio.net/claylist. I just added a couple of minor things in there, including what I would need to get a specific mobile suit that is unique to the PlayStation Store. So if you want to help me buy an imaginary robot, you can go over
there. Sweet. That sounds like fun. Cool. Did I mention John? He's at That John D everywhere.
You did, but okay. It's worth mentioning twice. Yeah.
That John D everywhere. Don? Don is grinning. He's smiling.
Yeah. It takes a second for the unmute to go through. I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Excellent.
And I can be found on the near street corner yelling at clouds, apparently. So old man yells at cloud.
You're not,
or diecast.
You're not Grandpa Simpson yet.
Thank you for saying yet. I appreciate that.
Well, we'll all get there eventually.
Yeah.
Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at diecast2. And on Twitter, just follow me on Twitter lately.
You'll tweet everything out there.
I'm too busy for anything else.
Cool.
What's that?
You'll tweet anything out that you like share somewhere else.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like all the reviews that you've been posting, the RFC reviews lately.
All the crazy reviews.
All those reviews.
Yeah. Been so many.
Where do you find the time to do all this?
In my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been rough.
Cool. Hope things work out and get better.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. that's it. We'll be back next week again. Christmas, we will skip that day, and we will have our regular show on the 26th. I may decide I want to be crazy and sign in and do stupid stuff, but probably not. Same thing for the following week. Probably no live stream, but we will definitely have our year in review podcast available on January 1st, 2020. We'll see you later. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required. If you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?